Hello, everyone, and welcome to Islands on the Air. On the phone with me is the mayor of Gros Sail, Rose Almond Clark. Hi, Rose.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hello. Thank you for calling. Thank you for taking some time to speak with me.
You're welcome.
So we understand that with the municipal elections coming up this fall, you don't intend to seek a fourth mandate.
Yes, that's true. Unfortunately, I can't because of health reason. I have a hearing problem, which gets worse last couple of years, and I find it very difficult for hearing when I'm in meetings with groups of people.
Okay.
So that's the most important reason why I'm don't plan on running again for a fourth-term mandate.
Wow, because you were first elected in 2009 and then have held office for quite a long time. That's very impressive. I would imagine that that over the years there has been some struggles, but also some great successes that have come out from your time. And also you were one of the successes that definitely come out was building bridges, right, between the English community and the French?
Yes, that was my first priority when I first went in, because when I first went in, you know, with the merge and the demerge of municipalities at that time, it was very hard between the two municipalities.
Definitely.
So my main priority when I first went in was to build bridges within the French, with the other municipalities and with all the other committees on the islands, which I think was successful. I have a lot of good comments from the other side, from the French mm-hmm. communities, and it built the bridges. So hopefully it will stay the same with the new
mayor
that will replace me in the future.
Oh, for sure. It's there's definitely some challenges to come with having someone take over your office when you go.
It would be important that someone that would be bilingual, that can understand the French enough to be able to go to the meetings and get involved in other committees, like at the Community Maritime.
Right. No, for sure. Definitely bilingualism will be important in the next mayor to be able to keep those connections with the Community Maritime open and everything to be how it is now. So once you once the elections happen and you're no longer in office, what are your plans?
Well, first I'm going to take a few months really to myself, because I've been working ever since I was 15, 16 years old. I never stopped. So I'm going to take a little bit of time for myself and my family first. And then I'll see with time, see how everything goes. Actually, I have my parents too that are older and I have to look after.
Nice.
So with their medical conditions. So I'll see with the time. If I can give more to the community, I will through other ways.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I'm after holding the office for so many mandates, it'll be a well-deserved time to relax and take time for the things that you enjoy, other than being involved in politics and, of course, spending time with your family. So I personally thank you for everything you've done for the English community. You'll be missed at the mayor's office. But I wish you everything good for what comes after the elections.
Thank you, Jonathan. And I hope the municipality have someone like my best. Is it for the best interest of the community that they have someone bilingual that would be able to represent the community?
Right. Yeah. That would be very good. Well, thank you very much, and enjoy your weekend.
You too. Welcome.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.